Well, it's good to see everyone here this evening. Mike, I apologize. I didn't mean to throw you off there. Would probably say that it's just me being a little absent-minded or a long day, but since Brian's recording me, we'll just say that I was really excited to get this lesson, so I tried to speak along too much, maybe. To begin our lesson this evening, we'll be reading from Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. We'll just be reading two verses to begin. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 5 through 6 reads, "The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." If you stop and think about our lives here on this earth, all the time that we've been here as individuals, and what's currently going on with the world today, and what's been slowly progressing through our time here, one thing that is certain is change is always present. Things are always changing. And one thing that we always need, whether it be just in our everyday lives or whether it be in our spiritual lives, one thing that we always need is stability. I can remember as if it was yesterday, because for me it really wasn't that long ago, being a young child or a kid and thinking about how much has changed just from this short amount of time of me being a kid to now. I'm sure many of you here would say that from time to time I still act that way as a kid. But point is that even in just a short little while, the amount of change that we see or come in contact with is quite a lot when we take everything into consideration. And there's a lot of times where we might not know what to do, or we might not know which direction to turn. Well, in Isaiah chapter 33, there were this was a perilous times and times of turmoil as well. This was around 700 B.C. The kingdom of Judah was facing, as I said before, perilous times. And as we go through this outline this evening, I'd like to take credit for this outline, but as I was thinking about, you know, what I was going to talk about, and I always try and think of maybe things that we could compare with our lives and in today's time, I came across this outline. If I had the person's name, I'd like to share it, because I think it's a very good, simple, basic outline for us to consider this evening. But we'll go through it briefly, because I think it has a lot of really good information that we can glean upon and provoke a few thoughts for us to think about. Assyria was advancing from the north, conquering kingdom after kingdom. As a matter of fact, even the northern kingdom of Israel was taken into captivity. And as Assyria drew near to Jerusalem, as they got closer and closer, the people were undecided as to which way to turn or what they should do. Some suggested that they give themselves up to the Assyrians, as others actually looked to the south, thinking that maybe an alliance with Egypt would save them. But Isaiah was sent by God to warn the people to do neither. The key to their salvation was going to be to trust in the Lord, not men, that the Lord would provide the stability they needed when all seemed to be lost. As we read earlier in Isaiah 33, verses 5 through 6, we find one such exhortation to put their trust in the Lord. As King James Version speaks of wisdom and knowledge as the stability of your times. And of course, it's the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord spoken of here. And a couple of other translations, the NIV states, "He shall be the sure foundation of your times." And the NASB, "He shall be the stability of your times." So, thinking of us here today, though we're removed from the days of Isaiah by thousands of years, the counsel given by him still rings true with us today. In troubled times, the Lord provides stability for our times. To better illustrate how this is true even today, let's begin noticing, let's think about a few things about the unstable conditions of our times and the effects such instability can have on individuals and us here today. So let's talk about the unstable conditions of today. Well, we face many disturbing things in life. Job 14 verse 1 speaks about many are common in every age. You know, it always seems, you always hear the next. But as we think back, and as we read in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, as I said, years and years before our time, things were really bad then too. There's always these issues, these trials, the tribulations, the factors that we have to endure in life as human beings. They'll always be there. Doesn't matter at what time you live or where you are, there's going to be strife that we have to endure. Things like sickness, death, natural disasters. You look throughout all of history, and these are things that were common. But some may be peculiar to our day and age. Some were more specific to the time that they were common. Like threat of nuclear holocaust, environmental pollution, inflation, recession, unemployment, cancer, heart disease, road rage, drive-by shootings, and the list goes on. So with all this in mind, what are some of the effects such things can have on us? Well, for some, there's things like anxiety, fear. Others react with maybe a little bit different method. Maybe some experience depression. It's been mentioned by some scholars and some others in the public view that we live in an age of anxiety or an age of neurosis. Even Christians can be affected by what we go through. And this is something serious. It's nothing that we should scoff at. It's nothing that we should take lightly. But even us as Christians, we can be affected. Some may murmur, some others may complain. They may simply exist in a state of joylessness. Yet there are some people in the world, there are some Christians, that are not disturbed by such things in the world today. Even though they experience the same things which devastate others, loss in the family, or financial troubles. Seems like maybe they just don't have a good run of luck in a certain amount of time. You know, they coin terms, bad things come in threes, because it always seems that when it rains, it pours, and so on and so forth. But there's some people in the world that it just doesn't seem to quite affect them the way it does others. The same financial crisis, disease, uncertainties, etc., somehow they still find cause for great joy and stability in their lives. So why the different reactions? Is there some source of strength that some have found that others have not? Well, we as Christians believe there is. It is in the Lord who provides stability for our troubles and for these troubled times. We learn how the Lord provides stability. The stability provided by the Lord comes through wisdom and knowledge. The Bible reads, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your time. Such wisdom and knowledge can help us face life. If you'll turn with me to Proverbs 2. We'll read verses 6 through 22. Here the Bible reads, "For the Lord gives wisdom, for his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of the saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth. Stability provided by the Lord comes through wisdom and knowledge. By providing confidence in times of turmoil as well. Moving on to Proverbs 3, we'll read verses 21 through 26. Proverbs 3, 21 through 26. The Bible reads, "My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence." You know, God is willing to provide such wisdom to those who are willing to look to Him. So how else does the Lord provide us with this stability that we are speaking of? Well, He provides it through salvation as well. Salvation of the Lord can help us face death. If we know the Lord will save us in eternity, we can better face the adverse circumstances of this life. You know, Cody mentioned in one of his lessons Sunday about the three men put into the furnace. Well, with their faith in God, they weren't afraid. Now, is that to say they knew that God was going to save them? Possibly not. But they knew that their obligation and by their faith, they weren't going to deny God. And whether or not they believed they were going to be saved or not, they were. And because of their faith, they were assured by God's power, by His righteousness. You know, when I was growing up, elementary school, junior high, and so on, I had a person that I wouldn't really consider him to be necessarily a friend. He was more of an acquaintance. He was kind of with the popular kids and me not so much. Yeah, I gotta admit, I wasn't that popular. I know it's hard to believe. But anyway, his name was Stephen Moreland, and knew him a little bit in elementary school, and then junior high, as all the schools kind of combine into a larger school, you kind of make new friends, and the people you knew, you don't see near as much. Well, long story short, he was going through some real rough times and didn't know where to turn. And he thought that ending the life he had here was the best way out. Now, being raised in the church, you know, I believe a certain way, which I believe we all do, and knowing that ending our lives here on this earth is not our right, nor is it the right to end anyone else's. And so, with what we know, and knowing that the Lord is our stability, and regardless of what he went through, I'm sure a lot of kids in today's time go through the same thing, but maybe just handle it differently. We as Christians are, as we spread the word and as we reach out to others, it helps give them a direction. It helps let them know of another way that they might not be aware of. We are to spread His word. God is the one that gives the increase. Whether we feel that we'll be successful or not, it's not for us to worry about. The Lord is the stability. He will be the stability for us and for others. If we know the Lord will save us in eternity, isn't it so much easier to go through the trials and tribulations that we have? Isn't it so much easier to endure the things that we have to on a daily basis, knowing that if we keep the faith when we finish our course, that we'll have a reward greater than anything we could possibly imagine? That alone is reason enough to be able to endure what we go through on a daily basis here on earth. Yes, the wisdom, knowledge, and salvation found only in the Lord provides the stability we need for our times. Wisdom and knowledge providing stability in facing life. Salvation providing stability to face death. And together they provide great wealth and a rich store. But what is the key to this treasure of wisdom, knowledge, and salvation from the Lord, which is the stability of our times? Well, in our text in Isaiah 33, we find the key to this stability. Key is the fear of the Lord. As noted elsewhere throughout the scriptures, the fear of the Lord is essential to having wisdom and knowledge. Just a few to mention. Proverbs 1 and 7, where the Bible reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Also in Proverbs 9, verse 10, speaks about the beginning of wisdom. As the receiving salvation is necessary to be accepted by God. And the message of salvation is given to those who have it. Also, we know that it's necessary for spiritual growth. So why is the fear of the Lord necessary? Well, Proverbs 16, verse 6, that by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. A reverence for God and His righteous judgment is an effective motivation. Bring it down to its basic, most simplest form. Imagine a parent and a child. If you've been doing something you're not supposed to be doing, and your parent says, "Do that one more time, and something's going to happen," and you can fill in the blank, whatever your disciplining method was, well, you knew that was going to happen. And since obviously you didn't want whatever they mentioned to happen, you stopped doing what you weren't supposed to be doing. Same principle. A little bit more of a basic understanding or basic example, but we get the point. By departing from evil, we turn to God. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence and a place of refuge. We read this in Proverbs 14, verse 26. When we turn to God, the fear of the Lord becomes a source of great blessings, such as wisdom, knowledge, salvation, confidence, refuge. Indeed, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 27 puts it best when it says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life." So in conclusion this evening, the point of our study, or I guess the bulk of it, that those who lack stability in troubled times do so because they lack the wisdom, knowledge, and salvation of the Lord. There's another way that they might not be aware of, or if they're aware of it, they might not have enough information or in order to make things right. They lack these things because they do not have the fear of the Lord. A proper fear of the Lord would prompt them to turn from evil and turn to God, where they would find His knowledge, they would find His wisdom, His salvation, which in turn would revive the stability of our times. With such stability, we can rightly say, along with the writer to the Hebrews, in Hebrews 13, verse 6, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" So this evening, won't you let the Lord provide you with the stability you need for your time here? There's a song that we've sung a few times. It's not one that we sing real often, but it goes, "God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, life for the way. Yes, God has promised grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, and undying love." At this time, we want to offer an invitation to any of those who are subject to gospel calling, or for any of those who wish to receive the prayers of the church, whatever the case may be.